can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, the Liberty folks, as you may know if you've listened to the show before, Free Talk Live is full of people on these sides of the mics that are Free State Project participants. We made the move to New Hampshire in order to get active for Liberty. And, of course, the Free State Project is still well underway, and we'd like you to go and learn more about it at freestateproject.org. It's a wonderful movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people all converging here to New Hampshire in order to get active and to stand together to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. It's a wonderful movement, freestateproject.org. But sometimes we like to tell you, or I like to tell you about some of the things that are happening here. And today, Kurt Hoffman was scheduled to have a trial. Now, why was he scheduled to have a trial? Well, originally, the last time his trial was scheduled, he ended up going to jail for 180 days for a contempt of court charge because he engaged in some antics that the judge, the robed man, did not like very much. Luckily, Kurt was able to get out after about six weeks. After being in jail for 6 weeks, they put him on a 2-year suspended sentence, and the trial was scheduled to be today. But it actually didn't happen because I guess they cut a deal with the prosecutors in the cases. And, of course, we're talking about so-called crimes that don't actually have victims. One of them was disorderly conduct. The other one, I think, was... this is some kind of driving thing. Yeah, some kind of driving,
having the dog,
through a stop sign.
The dog was driving or something.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, there was no victims involved here. And so basically the state came up with some sort of a deal for Kurt and Auburn, and they went ahead and took it. And I don't remember what all the details were on that, but essentially they signed a waiver of a right to speedy trial. And in return for the waiver of right to speedy trial, the charges will be dismissed after 6 months. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to just hold a sort of Damocles over his head.
But they already had that. This is the thing. They already had that with the 2-year suspended sentence. So, I mean, when they suspend your sentence, for those that don't know, that means that if you are to violate the state, if you were to commit a misdemeanor or felony or any major motor vehicle violation within the period of time in which your sentence is suspended, then you will have to serve the rest of your sentence. So for me, my sentence was suspended for a year. I had a 90-day sentence suspended for a year. So if I had been arrested for something within that year, after I got out of jail, because I went to jail for a weekend basically, and then got out, and they suspended the rest of the sentence.
And so, the reason for this was because you had a piece of furniture that the renters had put a piece of furniture on the lawn.
That's what got me into court. But I went to jail specifically because of the contempt of courts. I may have ended up going to jail over the couch anyway. It's likely I would have gone in for a few days for that anyway, but the real reason I went to jail was because I spoke out of turn, basically, and didn't sit down fast enough and other silly nonsense. And because I didn't speak, because when I was being asked questions, I didn't answer as the judge wanted me to.
Right. Now, that is not contempt of court as far as I'm concerned. And my understanding, you have the right
contempt
to remain.
Contempt is whatever he says it is.
Right. That's right. Yeah. They can make crap up.
Right. So when they suspend your sentence, then if you violate the terms of the suspension, bam, you're right back in. So it's not like a probation. It's not quite like probation. It's a little bit different. So if Kurt's sentence was suspended for 2 years, then he's already got the sword of Damocles held over his head. So what was the point of them having him sign a waiver of speedy trial paper? Now, I'm going to speculate. I'm just asking you here, just to maybe you can come up with a better answer than me at 800-259-9231. But they asked him to sign a waiver of the right of speedy trial, and I'm thinking that maybe that's because they have so many damn trials scheduled. Do you think?
I think that they messed up somehow, and the reason that they want the waiver is so that they can get out of whatever it is they messed up on, and they don't, they don't know that.
Right, because they would have gone to trial today. You're right. Maybe they didn't. I know that Auburn, Kurt's wife, had spent a lot of time preparing a right to travel defense in the case of the traveling one, and they were ready to go today. And I guess they much would rather not have to go through
sure.
that than to go through it.
But who maybe wants to play Russian roulette?
Right. Maybe the state was intimidated by that. You know, maybe either they made a mistake or they were intimidated by, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen. They were worried they were going to take right to travel all the way to the Supreme Court or something like that. So they offered them this get out of this pass by signing a waiver to a right to speedy trial. After 6 months, they're just going to dismiss the charges. Very interesting. So strange things happen up here in New Hampshire when these activists get into courtrooms and try different stuff. Different attempts, different tactics have been tried here, some with more success than others. But nonetheless, it's great being up here with all of these wonderful activists because people are standing behind these other folks. We had probably 15 people show up in support of Curtin Auburn today in the middle of the day at 1:30 in the afternoon during a work day. 15 people showed up to support them, which was great. And there's more to come. There are trials, all kinds of trials scheduled for next year, in January, February, March, lots of different stuff. Mark, you're even going to go to a trial.
Yes, I would prefer not to have the cameras and the clown suits that go with it. But
we think the camera might have been something that dissuaded them from going forth today.
It might have been. I'm just simply going in, to not just roll over when they give you a fine, and mine's a traffic ticket for $5.
Not a traffic ticket,
a parking ticket for $5.
Oh, I've got a parking ticket, too. In fact, they're going after me. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Let's go on screen to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
This is Kaysen.
Kaysen, calling from Nevada?
Yes.
All right, what's on your mind, Kaysen?
I've heard Mark say some things in the past about Jeep owners. Jeep owners.
Oh. Okay.
I prefer Jeep owners better.
They weren't very nice things. They kind of angered me when I heard them.
Are you a Jeep owner?
Yes.
Do you have one of those the little things in the back that says you wouldn't understand it's a Jeep thing?
No, I don't.
Do you have one of those that says, if you can read this, this Jeep is upside down, please turn it over?
No, I don't have one. I don't have any bumper stickers.
Okay. So what is it you want to share about Jeep owners and their love for their vehicles?
Well, the Jeep is a great thing. I'm easily distracted, and if I see something that's off the road and I need to be able to drive up a hill or something, I can do it and not worry about getting it stuck or something.
How many times has that happened to you?
Lots.
Really?
You just drive off the road?
Twice a week at least.
What do you go and do? Can you give an example of something that will encourage you to just leave the road and drive up a hill?
Yeah, can you give us a story?
A shiny object, an animal, anything,
and
basically.
You're upset that I made fun of that? Propensity?
Yes, I was a little angry when I heard you say, the Jeep owners, their zeal for their vehicles makes me sick.
I don't know about, I don't think I said makes me sick. I just find it silly.
You used to have an Eldorado you were fairly excited about, Mark.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that silly?
Eldorados have class.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so his automotive fanaticism is more classy than yours is.
They wear polyester pants, too.
I think not.
Well, yeah, I don't care what somebody drives or what they're into. Some people are really into cars, and that's their thing, you know? So what?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing with Jeep owners is that there's all kinds of stickers about, you could put all kinds of things about Jeeps on your vehicles. They've got this camaraderie thing. I mean, you just don't see it that often with other vehicles. If I were to put that on my Dodge Shadow, Dodge Shadow thing.
Why wouldn't you understand. That's a little smarmy, I agree.
It's
but why
silly.
Is it, but why is it bad for them to have a community of Jeep owners?
It's not good or bad. Communities are defined by who they exclude. I am excluded. Hey, and I'm sitting out here saying, hey, your Jeep, not so freaking great.
This is so silly. Kaysen, any response to that?
I think he's just jealous that there's not a Dodge Shadow Club.
I don't think I'd be joining that.
Thanks, Kaysen, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I wonder if there's some kind of baptismal rite for the Jeep cult.
You can bring up whatever you want. Yeah, comment on the Jeep thing if you want. Or anything else.
Just drive through a puddle.
If you make the call, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, do include our archive, so if you've missed a moment, you can just click and download. They're yours free, freetalklive.com.
Get your message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. As a matter of fact, I've got one on the back of the Dodge Shadow we were just referring to. Two on the back of the Dodge Shadow, and it's got a picture of Barack Obama on it. It says, come off it, man. All presidents are murdering sick, evil men or something like that.
Doesn't the other one have his face and then the word war?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one.
I've got some pretty pretty anti-war slogans, and I guess anti-Obama slogans on the back of the car. And
but I like them because they're clearly not necessarily conservative.
They've got to confuse the crap out of the people that see them.
Yeah, they attack Obama, but not from the typical anti-Obama conservative camp.
Yeah, they actually attack him from the left, which is actually interesting and effective.
It's got to be very confusing for them. So anyway, you can check out those and hundreds and hundreds more at LibertyStickers.com. They're good folks over there, and believe in freedom. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wayne, you're going to share something with us that has to do with elementary. Is it an elementary school person or middle school?
Yeah, from the Buffalo News. New York school suspends girl 10 years old for peppermint oil.
Oh, boy.
A 10-year-old girl in New York has been suspended for bringing peppermint oil to her middle school and distributing it to other students. The Comac School District said in a statement on its website that the oil is an unregulated over-the-counter drug.
Good God!
The girl's mother, Corrine Morton Granier, said on last Thursday that the implication that her daughter Sarah was bringing an illicit substance to school was, quote, infuriating, and I can't say I blame her. Morton Granier asked school officials to apologize and to revoke her daughter's suspension.
How'd that work out?
Comac Superintendent James Feltman said Sarah's actions violated the school district's code of conduct when she brought the oil to school on Monday.
So peppermint oil, let's just analyze what this guy says. I mean, maybe it did. Peppermint oil is a drug?
It's made from peppermint leaves.
You get it from a drugstore?
No.
No, you get it from like a health, so it's food. Health food store?
You get it at a drugstore, right? I mean,
you get lots of things at drugstores, but
cinnamon oil.
Yeah, you can get peppermint tea at any store, too. I mean, it's just a peppermint leaf.
Is it a drug in that you have to have a prescription? No, it's over-the-counter. I mean, it's...
Well, they throw kids in jail for aspirin, too. They toss kids out of school for aspirin, too. I'm trying to discern, is peppermint oil a drug, or is it a food? It seems like a food to me. It's an extract of food.
Yeah, it's an extract.
But
a lot of drugs are extracts.
Yeah, sure, but peppermint doesn't make you high. That I know. No. I've taken peppermint oil.
But zero tolerance, Wayne. We can't just have kids bringing drugs into school all willy-nilly.
Well, you know what the superintendent said? He said the label on the bottle said that it should be kept out of the reach of children.
That's it.
The catch-all warning on the label of almost everything.
If the child would have brought a home cleanser to school, she would have been violating the rule because the home cleansers often say that.
Well, they do. And I think they do that to cover themselves because kids can find all different ways to hurt themselves or overdose or drink something. But peppermint oil. I wonder how many kids have ever gotten high on peppermint oil or been intoxicated.
Not bloody likely.
I remember when I was a kid, cinnamon oil was a big thing. You would cinnamon toothpicks.
Toothpicks. Oh, yeah. I love those things.
What did you do with them? Chew on them?
Yeah, you put them in your mouth, and they're very tasty. I remember when I tried to
make them super, super strong at my school to the point that they'd be like burning your mouth off.
They would burn your lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened when I tried to make my own. I'd put them in my mouth, and I'd got like a rash or something like that from it.
Skin reacts to it.
Yeah, so what do you think about this, guys?
What happened to the girl? I'm sorry.
She was suspended. She was suspended.
The school is not apologizing.
And they're
like
not apologizing. They're standing, they're digging in their heels and saying that she violated the school's code of conduct for bringing peppermint oil to school. And I don't know. Again, this is something where they're trying to apply one little stupid rule to everything.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article on peppermint and looking at the oil portion, and it says here that peppermint relaxes the gastroesophageal sphincter, thus promoting belching. Kids will love this stuff.
Oh, boy. They can say their names and everything.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Wayne, go ahead.
Anyway, that's pretty much it on the story. But, you know, again, what if some kid brought, tea to school?
Right, well, pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
Salt's a chemical, too, right?
I, you know, I mean, it's just, to me, I don't know. It seems like they're suspending this little girl for this. It's one thing to take it away and say you can get this at the end of the day and take it back home, or
right. Or
your mom can come and get this. That's one thing. But it's another thing entirely to suspend this little girl. That's absolutely craziness.
Well, to me, this isn't surprising. You're not surprised by this, right? I mean,
I am surprised by this.
Really? I mean, this is just another zero tolerance thing.
It's a new level of stupidity. And when the principal, probably didn't make this decision anyway, is confronted by a mistake made by his staff, he does what classic, bureaucrat thing is to do, is begin to CYA. So he's deciding, well, no, nothing wrong was done here. This suspension will have to stand. It's absolutely insane.
Well, they call it an unregulated over-the-counter drug. But this is basically, if you've ever grown peppermint, you know that you can extract the oil from it. You can actually put peppermint leaves in some hot water and make tea with it. Peppermint's very good for you, actually. It's calming. So
I'm having a spearmint cough drop right now. So, yes, these things are good for
you. But isn't something like that would calm somebody just slightly good for school?
I don't know.
According to Wikipedia, in 2007, Italian investigators reported that 75% of the patients in their study who took peppermint oil capsules for 4 weeks had a major reduction in irritable bowel syndrome. So it is definitely calming.
There you go.
Calming the bowels.
Yeah. But there are other uses for it, too. You can use it to keep bugs away from your house or rodents as well. There's a few good websites on that. But, again, this is the kind of stuff that happens when bureaucrats get too uppity.
Right, and this is also another example of zero tolerance, which is why I'm not surprised by this. I mean, Mark, you mentioned that they take aspirin away from kids, so taking peppermint oil away from kids is also, it's right along the same lines. They don't want kids being able to make decisions for themselves about other products, basically. They want to have full and total control. I mean, it's like jail, you know? I mean, they wouldn't want you smuggling peppermint oil into the jail either. They want to know what you're bringing in. They want to know...
Even in jail, you wouldn't... I mean, having spent 8.5 years in prison, at least, I granted it was more than a decade ago, but you wouldn't go to confinement for having peppermint oil in your room. They wouldn't extract you from regular prison population, which is what they've done with this little girl, taken her out of regular prison population and put her in her own special population. Of course, it's suspension, but it's still an institution. They wouldn't have done this in jail.
You wouldn't have gotten in trouble, though, for bringing something in without permission?
They would have taken it away. They may very well have given you some kind of paperwork for it, but confinement? No.
Paperwork is in, like, a write-up or something?
They might have.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
That's likely not, though. I mean, that's my experience. I'm having to make a call there.
It's another example of the absurdities that are just numerous within the government education or government indoctrination camps. Get your kids the hell out of there if you can. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up absolutely anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, features including updates. You can get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. Be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com.
Intern at film and alternative media businesses, I guess. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply as long as they're of sort of college age, just going in college or just coming out. Placements are available during the summer and fall. You can apply for the summer placement by February the 15th. And it's a great opportunity to break into the industry. You get paid. They give you a housing allowance. A lot of kids in the college age are having a difficult time finding jobs. This is a great way to get one. You go to libertarianinternships.com, click over there, sign up. You have to sign up in order to get more information. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Jim is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, recently my wife was involved in a car accident. She accidentally didn't see a red light, went through it, hit another vehicle. And, of course, she got a ticket.
She all right?
Everyone is fine.
That's good.
And there's no problems there. But the issue here is that, of course, she was given a ticket. Ticket was for $79, and she was given a mandatory court date that she had to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they dropped the ticket, but they slapped her with court costs. And after it was paid, I got a itemization of what the court costs are.
Oh, okay.
Now, mind you, this is a car accident, okay? Just reading down the list here. there's like about 20, 25 different individual items on here. Circuit clerk was $10. The court automation fund is $15. I have no clue what that is. Probably hiring some geek to work on the computers.
Mm-hmm.
State's attorney, $10. Court fee, $5. Security fund, $20. Document storage fee, $15.
Wow.
Skipping down a little bit here. Law enforcement camera fund, $2. Teen court fee. There were no teens involved in this accident, mind you. Teen court fee, $4.75. Circuit clerk, 25 cents. Crime Stoppers of Kankakee County, $1. Gang violence victim witness program, $1.
Is your wife in a gang?
Apparently. Apparently she's in a gang.
Right, so that's where that came from. So the suggestion here is that these court costs would normally have to do with the cost they incurred to do business with your case or her case, but clearly that's not what's happening.
Yeah, clerk operation administration fund, $4.50. Prisoner review board vehicle fund, 50 cents. City vehicle fund, $20.
Wow.
This one gets me. Children's Advocacy Center, $20.
How did you get this breakdown?
It was a receipt given to her after she paid for it.
I'm amazed that they're doing that. I'm amazed they're breaking that down.
City of Kankakee, $75.
What's the total?
$235.
And they dropped the charges.
Right.
She didn't have to pay the ticket, but she has to pay the court costs.
Unbelievable.
It's ludicrous. So the other party, they're being made whole by the insurance company. This is just a ticket handed out for by the police. None of this money is going to the person who was injured. This is just the cops and the courts and whatever it is that they decide to make it.
And it sounds like many different bureaucracies or sub units of a bureaucracy that are already getting funding from elsewhere. So this is just a bonus cash for them. Basically, every time the court does business, they love calling it that, by the way, every time they extort money from people,
every time they catch an accident, they can get themselves inserted in between the two parties.
Right.
Have an accident.
No, I think the Children's Advocacy Center putting vehicles on the city streets here in Kankakee, just trying to cause accidents so they can get this $20 out of everyone.
That's amazing.
It's not personal. It's just business.
Yep.
It's just business.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, Jimmy. You want to tell us anything else about the experience?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, depending on how you look at it, I wasn't there, but... it's just, I mean, of course, you know, my son was also in the vehicle with my wife, and he was more shaken up than anything, but the police were there, and they were acting nice to my son, and they're acting very nice. Of course, they write the ticket out, and the fact of the matter is that if the cops weren't there, the insurance company could have, I would imagine, handle the situation.
Sure, they could.
There is no reason, in my opinion, that the county needed to be involved in this.
Sure is. They needed $250 out of you.
Yeah, the Children's Advocacy Center needed $20. So.
Right, and they want to make it look like they're doing you a favor by dropping the original ticket too. I'm sure.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the teen court fee.
Thanks for sharing that again. I appreciate hearing from you. Anything else you want to talk about, Jim?
A while back, I forwarded something on to Mark. He forwarded it on to you. It was Harry Brown had an article back in the 60s. He wrote it called A Gift for My Daughter.
Yes. Yes, he
did. I
don't
know if you've ever read that.
I have, as a matter of fact, and I have it right here. We'll pull it up here in moments.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jim, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd actually scheduled this originally for Christmas because he wrote it on Christmas Day in 1966. And so we'll share it with you. Harry Brown, who's one of my biggest influences. He's a wonderful man, two-time presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party back when they actually were the party of principle and gave a rat's ass about freedom. Harry Brown, just a wonderful guy, author of Why Government Doesn't Work, which was the book that really brought me into the Liberty Movement, as well as How He Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which is also fantastic. So here he is, A Gift for My Daughter from Harry Brown, originally published as a syndicated newspaper column and dedicated at the time to his 9-year-old daughter. It's Christmas, and I have the usual problem of deciding what to give you. I know you might enjoy many things, books, games, clothes, but I'm very selfish. I want to give you something that will stay with you for more than a few months or years. I want to give you a gift that might remind you of me every Christmas. If I could give you just one thing, I'd want it to be a simple truth that took me many years to learn. If you learn it now, it may enrich your life in hundreds of ways, and it may prevent you from facing many problems that have hurt people who have never learned it. The truth is simply this, and everybody that's read How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World knows well this one. No one owes you anything. Now, how could such a simple statement be important? It may not seem so, but understanding it can bless your entire life. No one owes you anything. It means that no one else is living for you, my child, because no one is you. Each person is living for himself. His own happiness is all he can ever personally feel. When you realize that no one owes you happiness or anything else, you'll be freed from expecting what isn't likely to be. It means that no one has to love you. If someone loves you, it's because there's something special about you that gives him or her happiness. Find out what that something special is and try to make it stronger in you so that you'll be loved even more. When people do things for you, it's because they want to, because you, in some way, give them something meaningful that makes them want to please you, not because anyone owes you anything. No one has to like you. If your friends want to be with you, it's not out of duty. Find out what makes others happy so they'll want to be near you. No one has to respect you, and that's one of my favorite axioms, the idea that you give other people what they want in order to get in return what you want. No really other way to get what you want. 800-259-9231. More from Harry Brown about why no one owes you anything and how that's so powerful. We'll come back with that and your comments about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. But you don't owe us a phone call. It's up to you to make it. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, only moments remain. Enough time, perhaps, for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 800-259-9231. You need some collections done with respect towards your clients? Get in touch with Jason Osborne and the good folks over at SACL, C-A-I. Our number, again, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do give you all the features on the site for free, and if you enjoy this program, you can help us by voting for Free Talk Live. How are we doing on that, Mark? I know that we were in first place yesterday.
We need votes.
Still need votes.
We are in first place, but it's not enough of a lead to make me comfortable. Tomorrow's the last day of the month, and
we've left it alone most of the month. Yeah. But since we're in the last couple days of the month, we are going to do a final push here. Vote.freetalklive.com. Those of you that have voted for us, thank you for doing that. Those of you who've not yet done so, please. Take a moment. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. You only need your email address. It's used for verification purposes. Make sure you're not a robot. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. So we continue. Harry Brown over at harrybrown.org, which, thanks to Pamela, Harry Brown's wife, his website, and some contributors as well, thanks to them, they've kept Harry Brown's website online. Harry Brown, that's Brown with an E, harrybrown.org. And you can read all of his fantastic articles, which he was a very prolific writer in the libertarian movement when he was alive, all the way up till his last days. He was cranking out articles till pretty much the very end. And he's so sharp and so brilliant. And as you were pointing out, Wayne, during the break, he came out with a series of articles immediately after the
9/11
attacks.
Yeah. Yep.
And they were very critical of the Iraq War concept and all of that, and
in our foreign policy.
And yep. He was spot on, just spot on. And it was one of those things where even some so-called libertarians were saying, "You shouldn't be saying those things right now. You shouldn't be saying those things." But Harry Brown was. He had the courage to say it, and he did. And so take a moment and go and explore his website. There's some great stuff there. And read his books. Download. You can grab the PDF versions, or you can try to find the actual published versions online as well. They're great.
And there's a book called Fail-Safe Investing, which
love
is
that book.
Very relevant even today.
In fact, I probably should revisit that book. It's a great teeny little book, too. It's not hard to get through at all. I think like maybe 97 pages or something like
it's
that.
It's mostly about concepts, which are good, because once you understand the framework and the concepts, and then it's not hard to make decisions.
So let's continue. The story here is an article by Harry Brown written back in 1966 on Christmas Day. It's called A Gift for My Daughter, and he's pointing out here that no one owes you anything. This is a very important lesson in life, that nobody has to like you. If your friends want to be with you, it's not out of duty. Find out what makes others happy so they'll want to be near you. No one has to respect you. Some people may even be unkind to you, but once you realize that people don't have to be good to you and may not be good to you, you'll learn to avoid those who would harm you, because you don't owe them anything either. No one owes you anything. You owe it to yourself to be the best person possible, because if you are, others will want to be with you.
They'll want to provide you with the things that you want in exchange for what you're giving to them. Some people will choose not to be with you for reasons that have nothing to do with you. When that happens, look elsewhere for the relationships that you want. Don't make someone else's problem your problem. Once you learn that you must earn the love and respect of others, you'll never expect the impossible, and you won't be disappointed. Others don't have to share their property with you, nor their feelings or thoughts. If they do, it's because you've earned these things. And you have every reason to be proud of the love you receive, your friends' respect, the property you've earned. But don't ever take them for granted. If you do, you could lose them. They're not yours by right. You must always earn them. A great burden was lifted from my shoulders the day I realized that no one owes me anything. For so long as I thought there were things I was entitled to, I'd been wearing myself out, both physically and emotionally, trying to collect them. No one owes me moral conduct, respect, friendship, love, courtesy, or intelligence. And once I recognized that, all of my relationships became far more satisfying. I focused on being with people who want to do the things that I want them to do. That understanding has served me well with friends, business associates, lovers, sales prospects, and strangers. It constantly reminds me that I can get what I want only if I can enter the other person's world. I must try to understand how he thinks, what he believes to be important, and what he wants. Only then can I appeal to someone in ways that will bring me what I want. And only then can I tell whether I really want to be involved with someone. And I can save the important relationships for those with whom I have the most in common. It's not easy to sum up in a few words what has taken me years to learn, but maybe if you reread this gift each Christmas, the meaning will become a little clearer every year. I hope so.
This is the real gift of Christmas, kids.
I hope so, says Harry, for I want more than anything else for you to understand this simple truth that can set you free. No one owes you anything. From Harry Brown. Good stuff. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Comments on that, gents?
I'm going to read it to my kids tomorrow, that article.
You know, there's nothing to say because it's so complete. I mean, if you do think that the world owes you something, you're going to be one unhappy individual.
Suffering.
I mean, if you think that the world, that somebody out there owes you health care, education, clean water.
But Mark, healthcare's a right.
Right. You can say it all you want. It doesn't make it true.
That's the mentality, though, right? There are a lot of people that have that particular mentality.
They absolutely do.
Well, there's a really good speech about that by Judge Napolitano recently. He was hosting the Glenn Beck Show, and he actually got into the fact that healthcare is a good. It's not a right.
And it's a service.
It's a service, right. And, well, he just generally says it's a good, but
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. But, yes, and the fact that you someone else has to perform that service for you at gunpoint does not make it a right, because you're taking someone else's rights away. And that's an example of what's known as positive rights, which are fallacious, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, the idea of rights, and I think that's what they are, and I'm for them, the idea of rights spring from the fact that you own yourself. If you own you, that means that you have the right to speak your mind, at least on your property. You can't come to my window and yell yodel all night long. That's not your right to free speech. But you have the right to speak your mind on your property or communal property, property that you are a part owner in. You have the right to your own religion. It comes from the inside of you. You have the right to protect yourself and your family. You have the right to earn, with your labor what it is that you keep what you earn and, you know, deal with others and the fashion that you wish to deal with them. You have, right to privacy of your stuff, not be people just come on your property and rummage through it if they wish to. All those come from you owning you. But you owning you has really nothing to do with, say, healthcare. Healthcare is the big debate right now. We'll use that. So you don't have the right to demand that I provide you with healthcare, because that means I don't own me. If you can take my labor, the fruits of my labor, and provide yourself with health care from them, you own me. I don't own me. And if I can do that with you, I own you. You don't own me. So this whole idea of this democracy where we all decide what we do together, It's crazy.
Terrible idea.
Right. You don't own me. You can't move my arm. You shouldn't be able to decide what I do with my money, even if you can get all your friends together and vote for that. Even if every person in the United States demands that they can all have it, I should be able to do what I want.
It's rape. It's a form of a serious violation.
It certainly is. Isn't there a big difference between consensual sex and rape?
Absolutely. It's a
huge difference.
Right. Just because you can get 10 guys together to hold a woman down and brutalize her doesn't mean that that's right. In the same way, just because you can get a group of people together to force a doctor to provide somebody with services doesn't mean that's right
either. It's not rape, it's robbery, because they're not taking you sexually.
They're raping the doctor's freedom. They are taking that person's freedom away from them.
That's kidnapping.
I understand. I'm not using rape in a sexual term. I'm just using it in a violent kind of, they've taken your freedom from you kind of way. I'm directly linking what they're doing to the doctors and the nurses in America to forcibly holding a woman down and having sex with her. I understand it's not as serious as far as, you know, they're not actually being physically violated. But they are being violated in the same way that they're not able to control themselves anymore.
When doctors and patients can act consensually and voluntarily to provide service, then you have a more of a free society. When doctors are being forced to provide a service for you at a certain meaningless price, which they do, the government doesn't pay the doctors anything once you get socialized medicine. They're not paid well.
And make no mistake that we don't have a free market in medicine now. The government is so thoroughly entrenched in the insurance fields and the medical fields that you don't have anything like that. The idea would be to get the government completely out, and then you would have a free market. Prices would plummet because the regulation would diminish, and doctors would be able to do business without all the paperwork that's required.
I use rape in the definition number 4 from the dictionary: an act of plunder, violent seizure, or abuse, despoilation, violation. Not necessarily referencing sex. So we're done. It's been here with you,
and Wayne
and Mark. Back tomorrow night. For the Christmas, New Year's Eve. What week is this? New Year's Eve edition of the show. We'll be here live. Talk to you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs. They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.